Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. In each episode, we give someone in the theater a chance to take their bow, from the seasoned professional to drama students, vocal coaches to life coaches. You'll find them right here, giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. Whilst on lockdown, I've been mentoring five students from Mount View Academy of Theatre Arts here in London. The five of them are all getting their MA in acting and should be doing their showcase performances about now, but I don't need to tell you that that isn't happening. My third guest student this week is Karen Ann Wong Doral. Karen is not your typical postgraduate drama student. Already with a successful career as a teacher, the sacrifices that Karen had to make to follow her dreams, it's just an inspiring story. Here's Karen to tell you. So, it's super simple. I'll start with the first question, and which is a simple one. And what is your name, and what do you do in the business?
My Swiss name is Karen Ann Hiltbrunner, and I go by the name of Karen Ann Wong Doral for the UK industry.
Having a stage name is so cool, because I don't have a stage name. My name is my name.
Well, you know what? I really wanted it to reflect my heritage, my background. It wasn't, it sort of came naturally as part of my creative project at Mount View. I did a piece on identity, and I kind of discovered that I had, in many ways, run away from my background, or I left that behind many years ago. And it was my way of coming back to who I really am. You know, I just don't want to keep taking everybody else's names, and even not even my mother's name. That's why I put her name back in my stage name.
Reinvented
myself.
I love that. So when did you know that you wanted to work in the business, Karen?
I think it was probably about 5 years ago. I think when my children were between the ages of five, my son was about 7 years old, and my daughter was about four. And I remember I was still teaching, because that's my other profession, my first profession. I was a teacher. And I've always wanted to act. Actually, it's always been a passion of mine. And because of my family circumstances and being in the German speaking part of the world in Switzerland, I found myself unable to get back so quickly into the industry. In fact, I fought very hard to pull myself away from the family on some evenings and do advanced film acting courses in Zurich, which was actually meant to be done in German. And I asked the director if I could do all my scenes in English. And I think that's how it all started. And then I quite soon realized that I actually loved it. And he said I was actually pretty good at it. So it gave me, more impetus to move forward and then to look for more training programs in the country. But of course, there were actually none in English. So I thought of London. And then I started applying for drama school. And that the rest is history.
Amazing. And who inspired you, like at the point, because who was it that really got you wanting to be an actor and getting into this industry that is notoriously difficult, but also is an industry that people who are inspired to do it 9 times out of 10, just go for it?
Yeah, you know what? I can't really put a finger on it, but I must say, and I hope I'm not going to embarrass myself. I remember listening in on interviews, particularly one by Tom Hiddleston many, many years ago. And he's got lots of, personal stories about, inspirational stories about how he came into acting and advice for people who want to act. And I remember listening into him at a point that was pretty low in my life when I felt frustrated with being a mother who wanted to do more with her time, you know. And I remember putting my kids down every evening and still having more energy, you know, and people were going like, oh, aren't you tired? You know, don't you want to just sit down and watch TV? And I didn't just want to do that. And every time I watched TV, I found myself wanting to do what they were doing, you know, being inspired to act.
Yeah.
And always thinking about the craft and things like that. So I remember writing a letter to Tom Hiddleston.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I didn't put a stamp on it or a self-addressed envelope because I didn't really need anybody to reply. But I just wrote a 5 or 6 page long letter about why he inspired me and why I really want to do this and that I am in the midst of applying for drama school. So in a way, I kind of talked myself into it. So he inspired me. But then again, actors inspire me. Movies inspire me.
And they carry on and inspiring you now. You're meeting people, you're seeing shows, or what keeps you going and thinking, yeah, that's what I want to do?
Well, I would say that I love watching movies. I also love going to the theater, and I went to lots of different shows while I was in London before I came back. Mm-hmm. And even before that, when I was in Switzerland, I always made it a point to, spend some good money on good theater, whatever they brought in to Zurich, for example, or to Basel, and supported many of the little English-speaking theatres here in my area. And there were not many. I mean, there are not many here, but I've always been involved in it. What else do I do? Let me think. It's quite hard to find English programmes, apart from just watching them on television, because we don't have a big English culture here, because German Right. is the main language here. So I find myself in a little bit of a bubble world. So I have to work very hard to stay connected to my world, to what makes me tick. And of course, with the family around me, I find that's it's hard to find the time as well. That's what I do. It's a lot of hard work getting to do this and being inspired by my friends now. Now I've got a great network of people I've been exposed
sure
to in London, and I really want to hang on to them, whatever happens down the road. Yeah.
You will, and that's your tribe. Whenever I didn't get to go to a drama school, I kind of went straight into it. But I would have loved to have come out with the, here's a phrase that people have heard: support bubble. You know, to have that around you when you leave drama school is a fantastic thing. Mm-hmm. Now, Karen, you just mentioned having children and living not in England. And you applied for drama school. You had to leave your family behind to go do your master's degree.
Indeed.
What do your family think about your job now, this skill and this endeavor that you're going after?
I think it has very gradually dawned on them that this is something that really inspires me. And I think in the beginning, they thought that it was just like I was just looking for some fun, you know, some avenue to vent my extra energy or something. But it's taken them a while to actually understand that there is a craft to it. There is you need to focus and you need to spend time on it, and it's work, you know. And I think they're beginning to respect it as well. And I think the way to do it is to keep them involved. In the beginning, I thought I should run away, go to drama school, and leave them behind, and have them not know what's going on in my, you know, in my life, because that's work and family is family. You know, it's I thought I had to separate the two so much. But ever since, in a funny way, ever since coming back to Aarau, where I live in Switzerland, after coronavirus came out, it's given me a chance to actually show them that this is what I do. And they were, you know, they saw firsthand what I had to do in this room and how much time it took and how much energy and how much focus and concentration, and that they could do their part as well. So I think, to cut the long story short, I think they have learned to, to share this journey with me. And most of all, I think they quite enjoy some of the scenes I come up with as well. They have a good laugh, and I think it's great that I'm sharing this with the family, and I don't need to hide it anymore, like an embarrassing, I'm going to follow my dream, and I'm not, you know, I'm just supposed to be a mother and do nothing else. Do you know what I mean?
So I know well, and not as a mother, but as a parent, yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing. That is such a great way of looking at it. And because you have younger children, and to include them into what you're doing and to say, actually, Karen, if you think about it, follow your dream. What a great example you're setting for your children.
Yeah, I know. I tell myself that's the best thing I could do, is just to be myself, and that they could see their mom, their mother being so many things that, you know, yeah, I'm just showing my true self to them. And it just makes for great conversation. And, you know, I think it's great all around to actually share your true self with your family, and particularly as well with my mother and father-in-law, who live very close to us. And it was very hard in the beginning to get past them, because, you know, it's like they're part of society who thinks, you know, I should do what mothers should do and take care of their grandchildren. And I know I was for a long time hesitant to tell them of my dream to go away. And it was filled with shame and, you know, guilt. And I carried that with me when I was in London for quite a bit. But every time I called home to know that everything is okay, it just made me feel so much better that they offered to do their part to help me achieve what I want to achieve. And I think without asking for it, I would never have come to this kind of realization that it's not all horror and pain and difficulty. You know, you just got to fight for what you believe in.
I think you will find a way. And I think it's, what a great story, Karen. It's beautiful to hear. And such a fantastic approach to your training. And I know it must have been hard, but well done for persevering.
Thank you.
And we'll get to how hard it's been since March. But before that, you've talked about your career as a teacher, which has 100 million skills that you need to have to keep a classroom engaged, involved, and passing on knowledge, keep people aware and basically included in what you want to do at any one point. And actually, you are performing for a class. Yeah. You are doing the same thing that you would do on a stage, just teaching. So that's a great skill to have. And I always ask my guests how important it is to have multiple skills in today's world. So anyone coming out of drama school is getting these different skills, communication skills, physical skills, way to hold yourself in society and in a conversation. How important is it to be multi-skilled in today's world?
I think it's extremely important. I think the biggest thing I've learned being a teacher and going to drama school and wanting to be in this business is that it really teaches you about people. I mean, it makes you get to know others and to listen to each other, to understand what makes people take to basically to become passionate about your characters, you know, to know that every character wants something in a sense. It's not always wanting bad for people, but wanting something for themselves or a need or a desire as well. And I think it helps me to just connect to people. And I've always been the kind of person who finds that it's very important to talk to people. And I think it's just a natural thing. I've always loved to share myself with others. And in order to do that, you need to talk and reach out to people. And I think coming from a very mixed background, because my father was raised with Chinese in my life, and as well as English. My mother's Eurasian, my father's Chinese. And there was always a lot of, I would say cultural sharing at home. You know, there were lots of languages at home and in Singapore where we have multicultures there. As a teacher, I taught children, students of all ages as well as all races. So there was lots of talking to each other and understanding each other and understanding our religious differences and being harmonious in that sense. And I've always enjoyed getting to know people, and that's one of the things that I could continue to do in this business, because it's so much people oriented. I feel it's all about connecting and talking to people.
Karen, you should be doing showcases right now at Mount View or other places, and you know, you normally a graduate would have a graduate show to do. You guys don't have that. So how have you been spending your days this last term, as it were, of Mount View?
Well, it's ever since we came back, we did our showcases via a digital showcase. So the school supported us in doing monologues for our showcase, because, you know, we couldn't have a public show. That was pretty tricky, but we managed to pull it off with our trainers online. And then we've gotten pretty good at self-taping. Yeah,
great.
So that's a great skill that we've managed to practice while being in this lockdown situation. In fact, right now, right as we speak, we have just entered. My group has entered a module called Showreel module, and so we're working with an award-winning director, and he's working with us and coming up with our duologues. And instead of having somebody with us doing an on-scene, so on-location shoot. We have our friends call in on Zoom, and we basically set our camera up somewhere and do a self tape, but you know, with an actor, not just any reader with us, but with a real actor being our partner in the scene. So it's as close as we can get to a show reel, I guess, but without being on location. In terms of acting, it still works. So I think it's been very tricky. You know, it's we've had to learn to adapt. But most of all, I think all of us have improved in our skills of self-taping, which, let's face it, is going to be part of our business from, I think, this point on. Not that it even wasn't before, because I remember as I used to, well, I still act in Swiss productions here. Before coronavirus hit, I was still being asked to send in self-tapes, even if, you know, even though I could just take a half an hour ride into Zurich on a train to go do an in-person casting. So I was used to it before, but my skills just got way better since being back.
Fantastic. Yeah. You know, absolutely. I think it's, I think you guys are going to be ahead of the curve because you've been self-taping and practicing your self-taping for so long doing your showcase, virtual showcase. And I've seen them and they're very good.
Thanks.
Before we get into some fun, final quick fire questions.
Sure.
I have to ask, are you a fan of musical theater at all?
You know what? I am.
Okay. If you had one cast album, Karen, that you could only listen to one, in quarantine, self-isolation, everything, what would that one cast album be?
Let me think. well, recently I watched a musical called Juliet, Anne Juliet, And I kind of like the hippie, you know, the songs in there, and it just yep. made me dance and sing, and people were standing. And so I think that brings back good memories. I'd like to have the songs from that show. Yeah.
So we're going to do some this or that questions, Karen, and then I'm going to leave you alone to do some more of your preparation for your show reels. So there are no wrong answers. It is just a this or that question. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So first question is movies or theater?
Ooh. Theater.
Okay. Twitter or Instagram?
None. Sorry.
I know, it's okay. It's okay. I'll give you your one pass, though. I'll give you your one pass. Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
Oh, Tom Stoppard.
Okay. Broadway or West End?
West End.
Clotted cream or jam first?
Ooh, jam.
Okay. Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Cinderella or Snow White?
Ooh, Snow White.
Wicked or Les Mis?
Oh, Les Mis.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Of course, of course. That is a correct answer. Last one, Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Both of them are pretty cool. I hate to ask that question. Yeah,
definitely.
So Karen, is there, I know you said none for Twitter or Instagram. Is there somewhere that people can go and find you online, or
oh my god,
is it just you know, you're on Spotlight, obviously, so any casting directors out there can see you?
Well, I'm not on Twitter or Instagram. I kind of keep myself pretty private, but Spotlight most likely. I have a Swiss website as well, but that's sort of linked to Spotlight anyway. So currently,
oh, perfect.
Yeah, Spotlight's the best way to get to know me, get to see my work. Hopefully there'll Excellent. Be more up there soon.
Excellent. Well, Karen, thank you so much for this. Yeah. This was great. I love your journey. I'm so proud of every one of the people that I'm speaking to with, like, all of my, I'm not a mentor. I'm just, I'm a buddy, a theater buddy. And what we're talking about is fantastic. I just love your journey. I talking to Jess and talking to Gianni and Nathan and Pear, you guys are all so freaking cool. And I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you so much, John. It's been such a pleasure.
Have a great rest of the week, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you, John.
Karen Ann Wong Doral, acting student on the Acting MA course at Mountview Academy of Theatre Arts. Keep listening this week to hear more from Mountview students that are continuing their course virtually in London and far, far beyond. If you'd like to take your bow on this podcast, get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms at Curtain Call, or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com. That's John with an H. We all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. Join us tomorrow when another Mountview student, the fourth in this series, will be taking their bow. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.